We expressed the same sentiments to Office of the President, but nonetheless continued to participate, mobilize our members, make their submissions, and to also appear in all platforms across the country as the commissioners were undertaking their work. We also made formal submissions on behalf of civil society, just kind of consolidation of that which transpired. But having said that, we saw that the commission submitted a report to cabinet with the recommendations that the terms of reference had said they should make recommendations, which was very odd because that gives them the blank check to actually make recommendations even against the wishes of the people. But we saw them making the recommendations through a report to cabinet. Cabinet reviewed that and issued a white paper, which basically showed what the position of cabinet is with each of these proposals or recommendations.
What are the major concerns that your group has over this constitutional amendment process? What are the major concerns?
I'll move beyond the process, which I should say was not participatory to begin with. But beyond the process, the bill itself that's been gazetted entrenches executive power and deals, takes away a lot from the doctrine of separation of powers. It further weakens oversight institutions and increases the power of the presidency over all of the government's machinery. That is our biggest contention. The legislature, to a certain level, is weakened. You realize that one of the things that the bill is proposing is to increase the number of unelected members of parliament to make up about 16% of our entire legislature, which is quite a departure from what we have at the moment at around 10%. We feel we've come a very long way, where we expect to be having sound electoral reforms that will show inclusivity. We're still entrenching executive hold over the legislature by bumping up our legislature through unelected members who will be decided upon by the president. We looked at issues around the judiciary once more, issues around the judiciary, because there is already a judicial crisis, if I may, where we've seen lawsuits from high court justices suing the chief justice, and so on and so forth. The credibility and integrity of the judiciary is under question.
Are you going to engage the government to address some of these major concerns that you've just raised?
We did. As per the law, once the bill was gazetted, we made our position and submission to Office of the President as the sponsor of the bill. We submitted that, which was quite surprising because even despite us making that submission on a Thursday, by Monday, the paper was in Parliament being presented. And one wonders, when do they get the time to appreciate submissions from the public? Because giving the public the 30 days window for them to rebuild obviously requires that government has got to take into consideration submissions from members of the public and then make informed decisions on how they can proceed.
Yeah, but supporters are saying if wider consultations have been made in regards to the constitutional review process, then why should NGOs or civil society organizations threaten the government for doing the same things that you asked it for it to do by consulting widely before coming up with its paper and the bill, moving the bill forward?
Yes, the consultations were done. And I must say, I've said this before, we have to applaud the commissioners for they recorded exactly what the citizens said they want. Now, the concern is here. Firstly, there's been total disregard of what the public said they want in their constitution. And that is a major concern. The majority of the issues, that constitutional issues that were raised by members of the public, were disregarded.
Some people are asking, why wouldn't the civil society organizations continuously engage the government instead of threatening court action? What will the court action do for you?
And how do we engage them? I've said to you At the beginning of this process, we raised our issues, and the government ignored us. So every single stage up to where we are today, we've been ignored and stopped by government.